slow settlements, things keep abstracting and expanding and breaking over and over again. And to me, that was like the sheer speed of that, how quickly that system collapsed was surprising to me. I would describe it as two competing forces that are roughly equal at the moment. So the Federal Reserve tightening is putting a lot of downward pressure on certain industries, but it's so far it's only certain industries. So it's basically entities that have debt that is rather short duration and has to be refinanced. And so the question is, who is that group? So it's commercial real estate, it's junk rated companies, and then it's generally small businesses that rely more on bank financing than bond financing, right? So those are the groups that have generally been more negatively impacted by the Fed's tightening efforts. On the other hand, if you locked in long duration debt with a mortgage or your corporation with, like, 30-year bonds, they're relatively like protected from these rising rates, and in some cases they're actually benefiting from them. So for example, if you're Apple and you have about as much cash as you have debt, but the debt is locked in with low duration, low long duration interest rates, and then the cash pile is variable, and you're holding a lot of T-bills, and you're kind of making a lot of money, then the higher interest rates actually stimulate companies that are more cash rich, as well as, like, if you're a wealthy retiree that has a home with, like, a low fixed mortgage attached to it to kind of short the currency, and then you're holding large amounts of cash and money markets
Yeah.
and things like that, you're doing quite well in this environment. So on one hand, the ongoing deficit spending, especially from the interest side, but also just from the whole deficit spending, is very stimulative, and the Fed tightening is damaging to certain areas of the economy. And so I kind of view it as this kind of intermediate period where, for some people, it already feels like a recession, and other people are saying this is great. And I think that we're in a more industry-specific type of environment because of these unusual forces. And I think it can potentially persist as long as the reverse repo facility still has funds in it, because that's largely what has allowed for this fiscal expansion to occur while the Fed remains tight. I think the environment changes once we get to a point where the Fed is no longer able to remain tight because you get that oversupply of treasuries flooding the market. But right now, the reverse repo facility represents kind of the last kind of area of money that can easily go in.